Think about the things you tell your pets when nobody's home. And if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts, but only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers. Well, at Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years, selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
And now, a star is born. On January 21st, 1924, the world welcomed little baby Benny Hill. The birth of the future slapstick comedian went well until he started running around the room and the doctors had to chase him. Benny Hill, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Votes are planned in the Senate this week on President Trump's plan to end the partial government shutdown by offering temporary protection for some people here illegally in exchange for border wall money.
This is not amnesty. There's no pathway to citizenship.
Vice President Pence on Fox News Sunday. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand on ABC's This Week.
Why not a permanent pathway to citizenship so they actually can have certainty about their lives? What it really shows is his lack of compassion and empathy for people that are suffering. And I think it's a non-starter.
The plan needs votes from every Republican and 7 Democrats in the Senate to move forward. The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says there were talks about opening a Trump Tower in Moscow up until almost the election.
Probably up to, could be up to as far as October, November.
But he tells CNN the president did not tell his former attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress and say the negotiations ended earlier. This is Fox News.
Greetings, everyone. It's Monday.
Oh, no. Not again.
Yes, Monday has rolled around again. Greg Budell, if Monday were a woman, what would you say about her?
She's a freak.
Jay Scott, what do you use to offset the stress of a Monday morning?
The devil's lettuce.
Interesting. Emily Hayes, what do you think of the man who invented Monday?
He's a crap weasel.
Bailey, the wonder dog. I'm supposed to tell you that your chicken is going to be a few minutes late.
Damn!
Sorry. And Rich Thomas. You know, a famous poet once said that Monday was the best day of the week.
That guy was stupid.
Well, there you have it. It's Monday.
Let's do it.
That's the spirit. Now, stand by for 3 men and a lady.
I was just outside looking at 85, and they ought to rename it the Elmer Fudd Expressway because it's very, very quiet.
There's something schooly around here.
That would be us. 3 men and a lady, Greg Goodell.
Jay Scott.
Emily Hayes. And the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Temperatures are in the 20s this morning. I see Prattville is at 24 right now. I see Alexander City, 26. Those are two of the coldest spots at the moment. Sunshine chilly today on this MLK Day holiday. High temperature today up to about 50 at best. Clear, cold tonight, overnight low temperature 31. Tomorrow, those gusty southeasterly winds will transport some somewhat warmer air in with highs in the mid to upper 50s, mostly sunny skies. Then a chance of rain late Tuesday night, rain likely Wednesday, maybe some thunderstorms, high in the middle 60s. Colder Thursday with high only in the upper 40s. Friday, high temperature only about 43. And then sunshine, chilly Saturday with a high near 50. And then Sunday, question mark, question mark, question mark. Depending on which model you look at, some are more interesting than others. This morning, we have clear skies, winds out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour, making that temperature of 28 feel more like 23 with the wind chill factor at 707.
We are, the local area is making it on
National News.
National News. They just did a helicopter aerial over Wetumpka.
Let's send Omar out into the negative 6-degree weather.
I wish I had that outfit. Look at that hat. He's
gonna... Oh, note to self. Rich wants...
Look at him do the dance. It's like...
Well, you know why? Because it's never been 6 below in Vermont in January.
Right?
That's earth-shaking news. Dangerous freeze.
No.
Where do these people come from? Is that Lonnie Smith?
That's Lonnie.
I worked with Lonnie for 2 years in Miami.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's now the regular evening guy on WCBS-TV. So when there's a big weather story, they pull him off of the local channel and put him on CBS This Morning.
It said his last name was Quinn. He must have Lonnie, changed it in the big leagues.
Lonnie Quinn, yeah.
What did I call him?
Smith.
Smith.
Oh, I meant to say Quinn.
It's okay.
Lonnie Quinn.
I figured he just had a name.
He married a former Miss Brazil.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we would play golf from time to time, and he was funny. He was you, in a way, because he could be very entertaining. He loved to laugh. So when we did a morning segment with him, it kind of let him loose from his TV persona.
Right.
Yeah. And he was very good. And then in my last year with my last big FM down there, he got the call for New York. Wasn't surprised.
And I respect him more and more and more on WCBS.
That's great. I thought about him the other day and wondered, you know, how did all that work out? I've never seen him on the network before, though. All right, it's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. I did mention the Elmer Fudd-like expressways. Let's see.
There's nobody on the road.
What Mr. Balaki is seeing.
We're into the morning rush hour. What rush hour, you say? It's a holiday. Montgomery Skywatch showing no traffic to worry about this morning. The holiday traffic is extremely light today. A little bit of delay on the boulevard as you go around town, but nothing to worry about. The interstates are running at a speed limit ride. You may want to look out for Haynes Ambulance making a medical run up Ann Street toward the Atlanta Highway. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the 5th year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation to make the quality of legal services greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes.
Every Wednesday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Is this the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite?
I had to hide my eyes during the composite drawings.
Oh, yeah.
Those soulless faces.
The aliens always got me.
The theme that scared me when you and I were kids was Twilight Zone.
Yeah, and Outer Limits, too.
Oh,
to
yeah.
a lesser extent.
Oh, yeah.
It should be coming up soon.
That's what I'm waiting for. That?
Yes!
That's what you were...
It just takes this even more sinister turn with the...
Sounds like a cat.
This is the solved part. Go back, turn it back up. That's when they put the solved screen on, and they show the things that were solved.
Well, the show did solve a lot of mysteries. You know, they had their hotline and...
Hosted by Robert Stack.
I loved him.
And then all the little bars fall into place.
They did it at a bar.
I mean, I used to make a dinner and invite, I had a couple of friends over that liked to watch the show as well.
What was your name?
Kathleen and Linda.
The vet number 3? Vet number 4?
Kathleen, the same Kathleen that's still my friend today. And somebody we work with named Linda. You don't need to know any more about that.
I'm not going to ask, but I'm going to say, you know, before America's Most Wanted was trying to solve crimes and such, Unsolved Mysteries was there. Robert Stack was there with a fog machine and a trench coat. God love him.
Oh, his delivery was just so stone-faced.
So good. I know, I would love when it would be like you would just be sitting there watching one, and then all of a sudden it would be update.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, at the very end, just as they were getting to the,
they were gonna wrap it up, and you were like, "Oh, this is really very sad and terrible." Then update.
The corpse has been found. Happy news.
Or Gail was reunited with her long-lost brother 47 years later.
Since we shot this.
Since we last reported.
But you know, they went to a lot of expense to recreate the mysteries, you know, using mm-hmm. cars. They had a lot of period pieces right on that show. So that was not just a cheap production, you know, using old facts.
They had Robert Stack. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I was on the air the morning he passed away.
Oh.
And expressed my sadness.
When I saw him on Airplane, I could not believe that.
That was one unbelievable after another, that movie, though.
Yeah,
you know, I was just wondering who's next.
Yeah.
I think we all here have owed a debt of gratitude at one time or another to Don Duncan for coming to the rescue.
You bet. You're here.
I've got to get Betty White by.
Well, let's do it. They're open today.
I know, but I've got to figure out time this week to do it. Well, I'm a little busy.
She's 97.
I just want them.
Yes, Emily's driving a 1922 Model T.
I want them to look over Betty White before we go on our honeymoon. So
that's a good idea. When
it's going to be a little chilly at the bed and breakfast setting.
No, you haven't given me honeymoon forecast.
Well, look, it cold air doesn't stop at the Florida border. You know, there's not like people waving it down saying, no, you can't come here.
Janelle was telling me yesterday how cold it is down there with this. It's below 70.
So look, the cold air that's coming in this weekend, it doesn't stop right there at the Florida border.
Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine, great, lovely, and wonderful.
All right.
But let's talk to Mitch. You can get the car over there. They'll give you a ride back here, and then they'll either bring the car back or they'll figure something out.
Okay.
I'll talk to Don. I've got friends. I've got connections.
Yeah, you're kind of a big deal.
At 714, Don Duncan has three locations, and when you need tires, he's the guy to see because he has worked hard over the years to establish direct purchase with all the major manufacturers. So when you get a price, it's a wholesale price, and the price they quote also includes installation. So don't get fooled. Work with the best and get the customer service you deserve at all three Don Duncan locations downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And now in Millbrook, just in time for the royal wedding.
How exciting.
On Highway 14, like around where the McDonald's is there.
It's right behind the McDonald's.
Right behind the McDonald's.
If you are in...
Get a quarter pounder and a quarter oil in the same five-minute span.
Well, there's a barrier wall there, but...
Gotcha.
If you're there, I don't know.
That's a wall reference.
I got my nails done and then went across the street. I didn't even have to get out on the main road. I got my nails done by Lalinda, went through the parking lot, connected to Don Duncan in Millbrook, picked up Betty White from when they had to fix the starter the other day.
I have figured out my convoluted intro.
Oh.
For Random Facts.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
10,
this
4.
Probably be the last day I ever do it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay.
This is the cutoff day, right?
Well, don't mind, I'm losing credibility. All right, we got to get to the news because Jay's got Random Facts. Pay close attention. It'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. You know how many pounds of chicken tenders you can get with one of those? Through Wednesday? At least 5.5 pounds. Maybe more.
Wetumpka is recovering after a tornado tore through the town Saturday. Almost all Alabama Power customers now have their power back. We know at least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed. If you'd like to volunteer with cleanup efforts, we have more info listed on our website, alabamanews.net. Well, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, with plenty of events honoring the civil rights icon happening in the capital city. Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church will hold its 44th annual birthday celebration starting at 9 o'clock this morning. This year would have been Dr. King's 90th birthday. Another event will honor King's wife, Coretta Scott King. Visitors can learn about her childhood in Marion and her work as a civil rights leader. This event showcases the role of women in the civil rights movement. This event is at the Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery. Ticket prices range from $3 to $11. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following broadcast is brought to you live.
Get up, okay?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon.
Nice of you to grace us with your presence.
You seem happy this morning.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
Monday.
Do we have a state-of-the-art broadcasting facility?
I know what you're thinking, and the answer is yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
Let's start the show.
I don't work Mondays.
Everybody on their feet.
It's showtime.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
A membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912-757.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you partied real late. Saturday was even better, you say. Sunday you had really nothing to do. Now it's Monday, back to work for you. Monday, Monday, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Now your weekend's through. Monday, Monday, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Now your weekend's through.
And now, another arresting edition of...
Nice.
Make that other noise.
No! Like a dying pterodactyl.
Kitties all over town now are going crazy.
Did you know?
What?
Water makes different pouring sounds depending on its temperature, and 96% of people can tell the difference between hot and cold water by the sound that it makes being poured.
Well, that's true. I can hear it. Yeah.
I will tell you, when I was a barista and we would be steaming milk and leave it on the steam wand, you could hear when it got to the right temperature. Because it starts off, when it's cold and it hits the steam wand, it starts off really high pitched, and then the hotter it gets, the more low and rumbly it gets.
Okay, you hear about the guy? How about those guys that play the songs, but depending on how much water is in the glass?
Oh, they play the glass tops. Yeah. Did you know? Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif was caught forging documents, and it was interesting the way that they found this. So they found it because the font that he was using did not exist at the time that the documents were actually created.
Ruh-roh, Raj.
Oh, boy. How do you like that?
What? A dumbass. Yeah.
Technicality.
Oops. Yep. Did you know that research shows that cats that are provided with empty boxes are more interactive, friendly, and comfortable with people around them, as compared to those cats who do not have a box to snuggle in.
Oh, interesting.
So cats get comfort and security from those boxes. Hmm. That's why they always go after the box and not the thing that was in the box.
Hmm.
Like, I got you a thing. Let me put the box over here, and then this cat doesn't want thing. Cat wants box.
Cats are so special.
Very.
Cat fact.
In that so special way.
Stop being rude about it.
Did you know what makes more money in the United States than baseball, movies, and theme parks combined?
Rich Thomas.
NASCAR.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's Rich Thomas. No, it's not NASCAR. It is slot machines.
Baseball, movies, wait, say it again. Makes more money than what? I'm sorry.
Baseball, movies, and theme parks all combined, slot machines.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Me either.
I mean, the odds are greatly against you, but if you hit like a reasonable jackpot, you just put it right back in and then start buying more.
Listen,
you know,
when you're driving through Louisiana to get to Texas, and every exit there's a gas station with a mobile home attached to it that's a casino.
Oh.
Quote unquote, air quotes that you can't see at home.
Right.
And so, like, you get gas, and while your car's filling up, you can just pop into that little single wide and go pull a slot machine. I did it.
Listen up.
All the way to Texas.
I have walked into a casino in Reno at 5:30 in the morning. Now, I'm up. It's morning to me, but there are still some blue-haired ladies who are playing those slot machines.
Still working it from 10 p.m.
Yeah,
the night before.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, man.
When you get off the plane in Vegas, when you fly into, what is that airport in Vegas?
I know what you mean. There's slot
boom,
machines.
Right there, slot machines, right when you get off the plane.
Same in Reno.
Did you know that Disneyland has its own color called Go Away Green? It's a shade that's meant to help things blend in with the landscaping. Go Away Green is a gray-green shade, tested and formulated to blend in well amongst almost anything. Concrete, landscaping, the sky. Doesn't matter. You name it. And it's called Go Away Green.
I wonder why that name. Is it designed to drive people away?
Go away, little green. No.
Well, it helps things blend in, so maybe it helps things go away, I guess. I don't know.
What is it blending in? Puke?
I don't know.
Why? Are you going to get married with that mouth?
Yeah, she is.
It's too late now.
Did you know that a London-based study in 2018 discovered that 70% of women are bullied by queen bees in the workplace? 70% of women are bullied by other women who are considered queen bees in the workplace.
What's the queen?
Queen bees have been characterized as women who adopt socially aggressive behaviors such as gossiping, exclusion, alienation.
So who does the work?
Stealing friends and partners due to insecurity as well.
A woman with a sense of humor would have laughed at that. And not hated me.
Toxic femininity.
Yes, that's it. Let's come back. I'm not enough of that toxic crap and screw off, Gillette. That's what I have to say to you. Well, be the best man you can be. What? What does that mean? Put my kids through school. Bite me.
25 minutes now after 7.
Did you know?
I was triggered. I've been triggered by the whole thing. It makes me ill.
Well, I was accosted down by the coffee machine. I'm trying to come down from it.
Accosted?
Accosted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The rudeness.
I heard that comment.
The rudeness that abounds in this radio station.
Yeah.
Continue, Jay. I did not mean to interrupt your random facts.
You sure?
Shut up.
Hold on. Let me play a little piece of music.
Queen
while
Bee?
I,
what?
Let me play a little piece of music while I give a name with the mics off. You ready?
What did he
Never mind.
No, I think you had too many letters in
No, it's... No.
Oh, no. Okay, I know who you are. All right, back to you, Jay.
Did you know that Ryan Gosling had no double for his role in La La Land? Specifically the part where he plays a piano. He learned to play the piano.
Piano.
The piano.
He learned to play the piano.
Piano.
Oh, wow. It was so exciting there in La La Land.
He learned to play the piano.
Piano.
And all the musical compositions from scratch in the 3 months before the movie was shot.
Well, that's pretty impressive, though.
I mean, when you only have to learn... It says he learned to play the piano, but I imagine he probably only learned how to play the what he was going to have to play for the film.
Yeah. No, I got you there.
Yeah.
But that's still impressive. We have to do it on camera.
I've always been interested in learning to play the piano, but I do not.
Piano is one of the coolest instruments, and it is so diverse.
It really is soft.
You can
quite
play
amazing.
It, you can play it loud. You can play it. Classical, you can play.
You just seen Elton John play it when he was in his 20s.
Oh, man. He
was underneath
amazing.
It. He was on top of it. He could play it backwards, sideways, forwards. Amazing.
Yes.
I took lessons as a kid because my mom is a pianist and she can play the organ, too. And I have no musical ability.
I have the highest respect in the piano.
It's amazing. My nuclear physicist sister, by the time she was 15, played with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
What's her name?
And she never took a lesson in her life.
What's her name?
Kimmy.
Kimmy. It's amazing.
Sister Jody did pretty well with self-taught, too.
I've never heard you actually mention her name. It's always nuclear physicist.
Well, sister. It's sort of like that's how Emily differentiates her sisters. There's sister.
Oh, I got you.
I never called her that.
I came up with that because she was the coupon clipper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, that's
I mean,
it's
I
not
have,
meant to degrade
I have,
her.
I have big brother, big sister, kid sister, and baby sister. That's how it is.
That's too many. I can't keep trying to.
Well, it's not that hard if you would just, if you would try.
See how many gigabytes of memory you have left when you're my age, kiddo.
to quote my dad, this is what my dad loves to say, I've already forgotten more than you'll ever know.
I like that.
Your dad is probably correct on that.
Yeah.
You should listen to your father.
I do.
Did you know of Sholom Weiss, I believe is probably how you pronounce that last name.
That's Miami Vice.
W-E-I-S-S.
Miami Vice's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can the corn get any taller in this studio?
Man. This was a guy who led a scheme that defrauded a life insurance company out of $450 million. He was sentenced to 845 years in federal prison.
Wow.
They reduced that to 835 years, though.
Oh, that's better.
Good behavior.
He is his projected release date is November 23rd of the year 2754.
Wow.
I think Law and Order did an episode based on what he did.
Possibly.
If I'm not mistaken, somebody was selling life insurance policies to people that were being rounded up by the Nazis. And when the people that survived the Holocaust came to America... and they passed away, those who bought those policies tried to redeem them, and they finally tracked down the guy that sold them.
Oh.
And I think that's the same guy that was that episode was based on. Horrible, horrible crime.
Very, very likely. Did you know that in 2017, an expert in child development and a music psychologist researched what noises in music would delight and hold the attention of babies? Not the Unsolved Mysteries thing.
I was going to say.
They then teamed up with a Grammy Award-winning musician to produce a song based on that research. It is called The Happy Song. It is not
The
happy.
Happy Song?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Ozzy Osbourne. I am Iron Man.
When was this, Jay? When did they do that? Because I think...
2017.
I think we have that.
The Happy Song?
Yeah.
I think it's on YouTube.
A happy song.
I remember we had one song that was like all the top pop elements into a song. But I don't know if we had the baby song.
Baby song.
Burr, 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 burr.
I don't know when in 2017. Huh. And I've got it pulled up here. I don't know what it's going to sound like.
Sounds like cold water.
Sounds like Anya.
This really jams out later, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Really picks up in the bridge. And did you know that leatherback turtles eat an average of 800 to 900 pounds of jellyfish every day.
God bless them.
I consider myself a leatherback turtle, but only like with ice cream and cookies and stuff. Yeah. I ate about that much.
The jellyfish, though. What, I mean, what
nasty.
What do jellyfish do?
They float around and sting humans.
Hang out.
But, I mean, what's their purpose?
Well, I mean...
I think they're immortal. Aren't some of them immortal?
I don't know.
I say immortal like...
Some are in the Jellyfish Hall of Fame.
You can kill them yourself, but if just left alone and not eaten and everything else, I think they're able to live forever.
And then if you can cut parts of them up and the other part will slither away?
Yeah, they'll go back or become independent.
And finally, did you know that the U.S. Mint used to produce a silver 3-cent coin, sometimes known as a trime?
A trime?
A trime, T-R-I-M-E.
Like dime is...
Like a dime, but with a
trime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, coming up in just a couple of moments, our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. What is food like? A place you can save a lot of your trimes. That's right. You follow up to Jay's word. Yesterday, chicken tenders, this through tomorrow, are $1.87 a pound. And they had them laid out, and I sent my Bailey Graham from the meat department. Picked up a wonderful pork roast yesterday. We had a nice dinner last night. Perfect on a cold evening with pork tenderloin and
sounds good.
Mashed potatoes, and
nice.
I did my little broccoli toss.
Nice.
Yeah. And they still have Bluebell for $4.50 for that full half gallon, but they were sold out of the Mardi Gras.
Of course they're sold out of the... Everybody's sold out.
I was going to pick it up and bring it in. You guys are having strip steaks this week, but tomorrow's BLT day.
Okay.
Because nice. I got the lettuce. I finally... got the lettuce.
Right. And we've been restocked on our cricket dust.
Yep.
So I'm getting better at remembering certain things. Yeah. Through tomorrow, you can get a 24-pack of your favorite Coke products, $5.80 for 24 cans. Break that down to your per-can price. That's an excellent value among all. I mean, everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10. That's what you pay, and then they have these specials on top of that, and you will save. I am in my almost at my 6th anniversary as a Food Outlet shopper, and I would say conservatively, since I began doing my big weekly grocery shop there, I've saved about $5,000. Easy. And that's just in 5 departments. Locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street in the Preferred Community, and Coliseum Boulevard, north of Atlanta Highway, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I see we have a call. We got to clear the lines before we can do the quiz. Hello, Paul.
Well, good morning. Listen, I just wanted to thank Rich for all his commentary on his site after this tornado came through with Tomka.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. We were on. It's amazing what we can do now. So from the office downstairs, directly below this room, we can be on online on your app. On the radio, on 8 stations, on the TV, on Channel 8 and Channel 32, all at one time. It's pretty amazing how that works.
Well, it was pretty scary up here, I can tell you that.
I can imagine it. Our hearts go out to everybody affected by
how
this.
How close were you, Paul?
We live probably about a mile and a half as the crow flies from there, but of course, everybody felt something. We lost a couple trees in our property, but I'll tell you, downtown is just devastated. Unbelievable.
The tornado traveled 18.1 miles, so it went all the way up to Eclectic.
No kidding. It was on the ground that long? Wow. Well, Paul,
thank you.
Glad you
comment.
Survived, and we appreciate the good work.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you all. Take care.
That is exactly why the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company partnered up with 8 and brought this man in so that you would have that level of protection and coverage going into a situation like Saturday. All right. Now it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Here with that question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we learned of a color that sits at Disneyland, and it's a shade that helps things blend in with landscaping. What's the name of that color?
That's the perfect question, too. 272-9228 if you have the name of that color from Disney. 272-9228. If you're listening to our Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, that number is audio code 334-272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 food outlet gift certificate. We may as well give Emily her little spin today. Make her happy as we go to traffic.
Yay!
Wasn't Unsolved Mysteries. Is that what you're saying yay for?
All right, well, Jay is queuing up your excited calls. Let's go to traffic quickly.
Good morning. It's a great day to be out traveling this morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing nothing for you to worry about on this holiday Monday. The boulevard's a little bit congested. The interstates are running along at a speed limit ride. The 31s are absolutely clear. No problem coming out of Prattville or Wetumpka. Please, in Wetumpka, avoid the downtown area. The crews are still doing lots of cleanup and will be for several days. No school zones today, but be careful out in the road. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Chris wants to try and win that $10 food out of the gift certificate. What is the answer to today's pop quiz?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning. I believe that's Go Away Green.
That's it.
That's it. Go Away Green. That's exactly right. Can I ask you one more? What makes more money than baseball, movies, and theme parks combined?
A slot machine.
You are right again. Yay! All right, Chris.
You did a fine job paying attention and good recall, Chris. We have a $10 food outlet gift certificate for you. Hang on. And Jay's going to get you jam up a jelly type of that.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You didn't give us a conundrum to look at.
Oh, man.
Oh, there is no conundrum today.
What?
Oh, because that's right. It's a holiday.
The people
and
that send us.
That people, those people.
They're busy being observant people. Today.
That people. That people bad.
What do you mean, that people?
So, but I have other sources.
Oh.
And
do you?
Yeah, I'll come up with something. Okay. When have I ever let you guys down? Don't Never. Say it. Don't answer that. 738.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Interesting week ahead. We have two storm systems in the next 7 days. We also have another shot of cold air arriving near the end of the week. In between time today, it is certainly chilly out there this morning. One of the coldest mornings of the season so far. I saw that, Prattville at 7 a.m. was reporting 24. The airport of Montgomery, 28. Sunshine chilly today on this MLK holiday. A lot of people have the day off. High temperature will barely scrape 50, but that's actually better. And the difference between yesterday and today, the winds. Far less wind today. Yesterday, the wind was going right through you. Tonight's low 31, so another cold night. Tomorrow, gusty southeasterly winds take over, and that brings in somewhat warmer air. Mid to upper 50s tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Chance of rain late Tuesday night. Rain likely Wednesday, maybe some thunderstorms, high in the mid-60s, then colder on Thursday. Back behind this system with a high temperature only in the upper 40s, and then I think Friday's high may only make 43 as another shot of cold air arrives behind another cold front. Then it's a chilly day on Saturday. It's a good day to get hitched, though. High around 50, upper 40s to around 50. And then question mark, question mark, question mark on Sunday. Check out my morning video this morning, and some of you will go away with a smile. Others will have a very perplexed look on their face. Right now, this morning, northwest winds at 6 miles per hour, temperature 28, wind chill factor 23, it's 740.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All right, coming up, among the things you'll learn is why today is Blue Monday. Remember, I thought it was they had calculated specifically to January 17th.
Uh-huh.
Because we touched on that last week. But it's actually the third Monday of January, and today is that day. Find out why, because that's the question that everybody's asking.
Why?
I may put it on Facebook with a little challenge. If it's the most depressing day of the year, what's the perfect song for the most depressing day of the year? What's the most depressing song of all time?
Rainy days and Mondays always get me
Season of the Sun.
No.
We had joy.
The Air Supplies came up with a lot of dirges, too.
Oh, God, yes.
741, here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, Facebook says it's coming up with ways to deal with election interference. It's working with the German government, building on policies developed during the German elections last year. The effort is in advance of the European Union Parliament elections this spring. Berkshire Hathaway is denying a report that one of its units has an agreement to extract lithium from geothermal wells in California to be used in Tesla car batteries. Berkshire Hathaway Energy says there's no such agreement. Can JCPenney find a way to turn itself around? Barron's magazine says Penney's sales are falling and its turnaround strategy keeps changing. The company also needs to fill some key executive positions. Last week, it hired a consultant to help it with the turnaround strategy. The markets are closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The city of Wetumpka is recovering after a tornado tore through the town Saturday. Almost all Alabama customers now have their power back. We know at least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed. If you'd like to volunteer with cleanup efforts, we have more info listed on our website, alabamanews.net. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day with plenty of events honoring the civil rights icon happening in the capital city. One event will honor King's wife, Coretta Scott King. Visitors can learn about her childhood in Marion and her work as a civil rights leader. This event showcases the role of women in the civil rights movement. The event is at the Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery. Ticket prices range from $3 to $5. And Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church will hold its 44th annual birthday celebration starting at 9 o'clock this morning. This year would have been Dr. King's 90th birthday. Those are your news headlines. I'm Julia Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
You can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, everybody's griping about the government shutdown, but it don't really affect me much. Hell, I ain't worked since the 80s thanks to a slip and fall scam I pulled at Walmart. Cha-ching. Anyway, as long as they don't interrupt my bingo night or stop making my cigarettes, I couldn't give a rodent's rear end if the government don't never come back to work. Hell, I kind of wish they wouldn't come back. Then maybe, just maybe, they wouldn't put those very rude Surgeon General's warnings on my cigarettes. Who in the pray tell thought that was a good idea? Look, when I'm stressed out and about ready to mow someone down on my motor scooter, the last thing I need is to bust out my cigarettes and get this warning that smoking's kind of bad for you, blah, blah, blah. If I wanted to hear the nonsense from a surgeon, then I would have seen one about this abscess years ago. So for me, this government shutdown is a government shut up, and I am all about it.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
That's the main music of this movie we're going to go see today. This war movie.
Y'all get to go have your man time.
Man time.
Man time. Well, you're about to have yours.
A whole lifetime's worth.
Did y'all... Now, I know you all saw the text message yesterday, but you understand you can't leave until we get a photograph together. You can't leave the reception early, Jay.
Wait till I dry out, and then...
Dry out.
I'll pose for a photo, okay? Can you wait till I at least...
I mean, at the ceremony, at the reception.
No, he's talking about tears.
Yeah.
Lonely teardrops.
Thanks there, corny.
I'm so excited.
Today is Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year.
No, it's not for me.
I incorrectly last week said the 17th was scientifically picked as the day, but it's not. It's the third Monday of January.
Huh.
Because the first time I became aware of this, it just happened to be on the 17th. And here's the reasons. Weather is bad. And while it's pretty and sunny outside, it's getting colder, actually, because the wind's starting to pick up a little bit. Enough time has passed since Christmas that you've lost those good feelings, and now all you have left is the debt. New Year's resolutions have pretty much failed. Motivation hits rock bottom. And you're realizing you're now facing down another entire year of work without summer or vacations imminent.
Ooh.
So have a great day. So I put the article behind this on Facebook with the question is that you're programming a music radio station. What's the most depressing song for Blue Monday? So we'll see. And I have a couple of nominees that the only reason I picked these is because I could get them out.
Did somebody put Blue Monday on there? The
Blue
song?
Monday? Who did
By
that?
New Order?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
How about?
Yeah, but have you ever even heard?
Classics like this. Tears on my pillow. Agony in the Imperials. In the days when I can make a song in 2 minutes.
You don't remember me.
Oh my gosh.
But I remember you.
I've heard it.
Twas not so long ago.
Hello, Suicide Hotline, please hold.
Or there's this classic from When Do We.
All alone am I.
Sad FM.
Yeah. How about I'm all out of love?
I love that. Sad FM. This is the day to program Sad FM.
There you go.
All right, I've got a conundrum. What do we have? A Steve Bistro?
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so...
We haven't seen it, so you're going to put us in the dark, too?
I had to find it online, so uh-huh. I know it, but you don't.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I like not knowing, because it's...
I don't.
I'll tell you what. I'll give it. You guys each take a guess, and if you guess it, then I'll find something else. I got a bunch.
Okay, all right, all right, okay. Bistro?
I'll give you guys a chance to win this.
All right.
One out of four home purchasers make this the first thing they replace. One out of four home purchasers make this item the first thing they replace.
I'm afraid of
I think I know what it is.
I'll let you guys go first.
Locks.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Thanks, Rich.
They probably swap out the bagels, too. Rich? That's right. Very funny.
When you say this, it can't be this answer, but I was thinking one of the first, the paint job inside. You know, they don't like the paint job.
Jay?
I thought I read somewhere, because it sounded kind of strange, but the welcome mat.
The welcome mat. Very interesting. You're all wrong.
Okay, good.
Light bulbs.
No. You got your guess. You're done.
The Wi-Fi.
No, I'm just saying.
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah, because we got to get calls now.
I know. All right.
We want our listeners to participate, both of them, at 272-9228.
All right, we did that hard work for you, folks.
Yeah.
Call now.
Tell us
what. But wait, there's more.
The first thing that a new homeowner, one in four new homeowners replace is what? 272-9228.
Their spouse? Good Lord, man.
It's the most depressing day of the year, so I can understand.
It's the most depressing day on the phone lines, too. Look at that.
Well,
look at that.
We work
desolate.
We work in a city that's driven by,
the
you know.
Government.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of folks are off today. We just have to deal with that. 272-9228, while Jay is queuing up a potential call or two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at what's available to Jack Ingram. Maybe you're going to go car shopping today. Maybe you have a new driver in the family, somebody about to get a license, and you want to be prepared for that eventuality. But you want to buy something you can depend on a budget. Now, where do you do that? Well, I see that the, I got to double check this, but it looks like the one option that was under five has been sold. I got to make sure, just double checking. No, it's there, the Nissan Sentra. I see what's going on here. Okay, I gotcha. There's a Nissan Sentra just under five.
Uh-huh.
And it's in excellent condition. And of course, everything that has the Jack Ingram signature used car name on it. First of all, why would you buy a car from a place? And I see these ads for these joints on cable TV mostly. These lots, there's no repair shop. There's no service there. There's nothing. You don't know who has decided that car is even worth putting on a lot to be sold to the public, but at Jack Ingram, these cars are vetted three different ways, beginning with the engine. They don't look at the vehicle history in the interior until they've checked the engine. If the engine's reliable and there are no issues underneath the hood, then and only then does it go on the lot at Jack Ingram. I'll tell you what they did sell is the BMW.
Did they? I knew that one would go quickly.
Yeah, Betsy Beamer is... But you see, that's one thing you can do at Jack Ingram, whether you're shopping under 10 or a little over. If there's a dream brand of car or a dream type of car you've always wanted to own, you can get it from them. You don't have to pay all the depreciation. And they look fantastic, whether it's 10 or more years old or it's a year or two old, like the one I purchased, my Rogue. The cars, the bodies have had good vehicle histories, gleaming brand new bodies and clean and pristine interiors. In fact, my Rogue, it had a little under 2,000 miles on it, still was rich with the new car smell.
Oh.
So visit jackingram.com and shop by price, by brand, by type, you name it, they've got it. And better yet, stop by today and see Tip Tames and his team at Jack Ingram's signature used cars, 235 Road Eastern Bypass. Max, we're going to give you first crack at this one. What is it that the first thing that one out of four new home purchasers replace?
Toilets.
Wow, how about that?
I'm going to give it to you because toilet seat was the winning answer, but you were...
Oh, whoa. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, hang on there. See.
Interesting. So, yeah, let's get a new toilet seat.
We asked it recently.
What?
We asked it recently.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
I didn't hear it.
Then how come you didn't know the answer?
Because I remembered that I guessed light bulbs the last time, and then I decided to guess door locks this time.
I've never heard it.
I wasn't here that day either. Maybe.
You both with the... Okay.
Stand by. Stand by for news.
Hey, Max, what's your last name?
And Paul is back.
Yeah, I was thinking probably the brakes, but yeah, I think when we bought our house, we just did the same thing.
Well, I would imagine that would be behavior typical of somebody who, what do they call people who are
germaphobic.
Yeah.
You can bet that probably Howie Mandel.
Yeah, replace the toilet seat in this place anymore. Yeah, that's a perfect.
Look at that.
Look at what?
No traffic.
No, the traffic shots on the TV. Sorry to be distracted, but clear, beautiful.
I went bowling on I-85. I put my plastic pins out there and, bowled the 300 game.
You can fire a cannon down I-85 and not hit anybody.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. Thrill nice.
Pretty weak. Well, Paul, thank you again for trying and your participation.
Yeah, we're glad to know that you're listening, Paul.
Thank you.
Absolutely we are. What have we got planned for the exciting 8 to 9 hour?
I don't know.
Well, that makes two of us.
We're going to fill.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a great day to be traveling this morning. If you have to get out and go to work, there's not much traffic out there. It's a holiday. No school zones are in force today. The interstates are moving along at a speed limit ride. The only congestion you'll find is around the boulevard, especially around the I-85 interchange. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that, because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now, there's